In Jeff's absence, we have the wonderful Max Grieve in to run us through Not News. Max, good morning.
Morning, Tess.
So what have we got? What's not news today?
What's not in the news? Oh, it is in the
well,
news.
It is in the news, but potentially shouldn't be.
Oh, let's start with one of the big ones last week, which is the royal wedding.
Oh, couldn't escape it.
And that got covered. I guess, look, that was news. All the stuff that's coming after, I'm not so sure. So I've just pulled this story off the Daily Mail. It's the photo that sparked a backlash, a royal backlash. I wish I had the photo for you, but it didn't print out. I've drawn a picture of it.
There oh, you are an artiste.
Now, the picture shows Kate leaning on a chair next to Meghan Markle. Apparently, this is the signature sitting pose of Kate. This is a Duchess slant.
Okay. This is a right.
Yes. And so apparently this has been causing shockwaves around the world. people are wondering if Meghan's behaviour is an act. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but she did used to be an actress.
So. Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
So I feel like she is sort of used to these kind of things, but that was one of my main gripes, was just more royal stuff. I also saw the Queen was dictating what colour nail polish Meghan Markle should be wearing.
Oh, I saw she had purple on at the wedding, and I got really excited because I really like the purple nail polish. And then someone pointed out, yeah, because purple's the royal colour. And I was like, okay, wow, they've planned it down to the last detail.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I thought that was too bold. I read this morning that the Queen prefers her daughters-in-law to have pale coloured nails, for what it's worth.
Well, I'm so glad I have this information. I'm still a bit confused, though. So what? Meghan was sitting wrong. Is that what we're getting at?
No, she was sitting correctly.
Oh.
She was copying Kate.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Glorious.
I know. Get used to it. Moving along, and another big one, which I don't know how big it should have been, was the Yanny and Laurel debate. This was, of course, the new dress.
This was everywhere.
Where did you fall on it?
I heard Yanny first, and then when I listened a couple more times, I could hear Laurel.
See, everyone said this was like the dress, and I'm just not so sure, because with the dress, I found it impossible to see the other after seeing one. Whereas with the Yanny and Laurel one, I held my phone up to my ear slightly differently, and you could hear it differently. I think it's something about the wavelengths and how they're hitting your ear.
Yeah, I read, because again, this was everywhere when potentially it shouldn't have been. Apparently, it's both playing at the same time, but one's high pitched and one's low pitched. So it just depends, like, what your ears pick up. I don't know. That's my science.
Fascinating, isn't it? It's great that we all wasted so much time on that.
Everyone did. I got into the office the next day, and the first thing that everyone said up in my office was like, "Hi, guys. Hi. So, Yanny or Laurel?" And I'm like, "Wait, what?" Like, I'd just come off this show, and I was like, "Why? Let me sit down."
Yeah. Oh, everyone's got an opinion on it, so you have to as well, I suppose.
Well, that's a good point. It's a good thing that we do, I suppose.
Lastly, in not news, a sinkhole has just opened up in the lawns outside the White House.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so I suppose now all the takes on it are, it's a swamp in the White House. This has opened up because Donald Trump's there. There's all these metaphors flying around.
My brain went straight to drain the swamp.
I think everyone's did. I'm a little bit sick of it. I think it's... Who cares? It's just a little hole in the lawn. There's plenty of other things going on. There's plenty of speculation how this opened up. I don't know if you saw that when the French president visited Trump last month, they both planted a tree in the White House lawns.
Oh, no,
the next day, the tree was gone.
Oh!
And so potentially there's sort of been a bit of a reaction there.
Someone's knocked off the tree.
Someone's taken away the tree, the disappearing tree.
I love that. But I mean, like, obviously I don't condone stealing people's trees, but that's...
No.
In and of itself.
So, yeah, this sinkhole's opened up next to the White House, and let's hope they fill it in soon because
I'm sick of hearing about it. Yep. Something swamp jokes.
Yep.
Do we have anything that's been floating around that potentially should have been making news?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a tricky one, looking for, where do you search for news that you can't see.
That's true.
One of the ones that probably should have been making news, a refugee died in an apparent suicide on Manus Island this week. And you were just telling me about that a little bit earlier, weren't you?
Yes. When you mentioned this, I was like, yeah, you're right, because I saw this on Twitter, but nowhere else. I haven't seen it on any of the major outlets, at least not, you know, not that I've come across.
Mm.
But Twitter, I saw it on Twitter, and the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre had tweeted out, basically, the story is someone from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre had contacted this man's wife to say, you know, offer condolences, we're really sorry, if there's anything we can do to help, please let us know, without realising that they ended up breaking the news to her. She hadn't been contacted by any of the government departments, Peter Dutton or any of the other sort of immigration department or anyone in charge of Manus, to be told that her husband had passed away. Like, this condolence call was breaking the news.
Yeah, oh, we talk about these stories being underreported, and I suppose that just speaks to how underreported and how little attention is paid to these kind of things, that could happen.
Absolutely horrific. And, you know, it's something we can't just let it slide under the radar, because, you know, it's one thing to sit back and say, you know, it's an awful situation, it's not going to be fixed any time in the near future, can't do anything, sit back and ignore it. But you just can't let that happen.
No. Oh, let's hope that we've brought a little bit of light to it this morning then anyway.
Yeah, well, doing your job. Thanks for that, Max.
Thank you.
Max Grieve there from the 2SER newsroom, running you through the not news, some stuff that is in the headlines that perhaps shouldn't be.